You ready? We ready? I'm ready. Come on.
It's G to the L to the O. Glow.
On X-Men Real Gospel.
It's G to the L to the O. Glow. You're listening to the Real Gospel with the X-Men. Turn it up loud. You about to get a blessing. We got them tunes that'll make you dance like David. Rocking in your car, in your house, in the workplace. X-Men bringing you the real, not the fake. Strike a chord in your soul as these sounds resonate. Incline your ears because you don't want to miss the X-Men Real Gospel. Bringing you the real.
Welcome to the second hour of Real Gospel. My name is the X-Man, your radio minister of music. This is Angel Taylor of Trinity 5-7, still God on Real Gospel.
Even if the sun didn't shine, you would still be God. And even if the wind didn't blow, I'd still know you're God. Yeah, I never had a day so good. Yeah, until the day I found.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. And I am joined on the phone by the one and only Angel Taylor. And her new CD project is called, is it Love Angel?
It is. It's called Love Angel, and it's out.
You know, I can get so much from Love Angel. It could be meaning love you, love Angel, or it could be it could mean love angel as in the heavens above and God sends his angels. So what is Love Angel?
Well, you know what? It is It is a combination of things, and the songs are about all different aspects of love. I've been in love. I've had a broken heart. I have my relationship with God, and it talks about all of those things, just my life experiences, and it also comes from me to my audience, and with love. So I just put that all together, and I love that name because of what it represents, and I just think that love is something that's so important that we forget to share a lot of times in our everyday experiences. And so I just kind of wanted to be able to write about that and sing about it and put it all on record.
Amen. It's hard to believe that somebody broke your heart. I mean, really? Wow. Shame on him. I mean, wow. You're Angel Taylor. And we've met. You just don't realize it. But let me tell you, if you remember a few years ago, you and the other members of Trinity 5-7, you were in town. You were here in Nashville, and you got an opportunity to come by Fisk University, the alma mater of your old boss.
Yes.
That's right. And yeah. And so you all came to the studios, and we hung out. And there were a few other artists here as well. We took a lot of photos and things of that nature. And so if you remember that visit, I was the young man. I'm the program director for this station, Jazzy 88.
Okay.
But that's where we met. But I also have seen you quite a few times when you all did a Christmas special here in Nashville with Mandisa.
Yeah.
And so
that was so much fun.
I know. And so I've been following. So you are really a good dear friend of mine's, whether you know it or not. So yeah.
Awesome. I love hearing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's been a while since I've been there too. It's just time for another trip.
It's in the works. Mm-hmm. And I've spoken to your friend Chanel. She's in and out of Nashville all the time. She might as well buy a house here. You know what I'm saying?
Right. She's always loved Nashville. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. But it's your time to shine, and it's my opportunity to lift you up. I love the song Still God. So talk to us about this song, and I feel a lot of heart in this song, a lot of emotion in this song.
Well, I my favorite time to write is when I first wake up in the morning. There's something that's just fresh about it, and it just I feel so connected to God. I just feel like there's nothing in the mix. You know what I mean? I've just awakened, and His presence just seems the strongest at that time for me. So I listen to that music, and I think by the time the music played through, the song was written. It was really that simple, and it was what I felt, and I like to have those conversations with Him and just kind of let Him know where I am and how I feel about Him, and just those are the easiest songs, I think, that connect me, simple. I don't need a lot of words. I don't need a lot of complicated things. Just be really, really plain and simple with me. And that's what reaches me best. So that's kind of how I like to write for the most part. And that's how that song was birthed. I literally rolled over, turned on some music, and that song was born. And it is I really love it because it is so personal for me.
That's a gift. Now, for those who don't know who you are one third of the group Trinity 5-7. Now, tell us your story. Tell us about your beginnings growing up as a child and how you came to be part of Trinity 5-7, how you got involved in music in the first place. What's your story?
Sure. Well, I grew up in New Orleans, beautiful city, total Saints fan. and I started singing. I was probably around 5 or so years old. I had an uncle that would play the piano and sing with me all day if I wanted him to. And that's kind of when I started. I don't know. One day I just realized this is something that comes easy for me and I really enjoy it. And then I met Chanel in high school, and we became friends. And once we graduated, she asked me if I wanted to be a part of a gospel group. And, being in New Orleans, there's really, there at the time, was really not a huge music industry. So it's opportunity kind of walked up to me on my way to Burger King.
Wow.
And And so, of course, I said yes. And the record label was already in place. It was Gospel Centric Records at the time. And we were signed, I think, by 19 years old, you know. And our first album did amazingly. It was all nothing we expected because, again, we're young. We don't really know that much about the music industry. What we do know is that we want to sing. This is our love. This is our passion. And this is what God placed in our hearts to do. And the amazing success of God's Grace and Oh Mary, Don't You Weep, and that first album was almost overwhelming. It was so exciting and just a great experience. And then from there, I think we've recorded, five albums or seven albums, something like. Should know the numbers, shouldn't I?
No,
but
I mean, you've been busy.
We were together for about 18 years, though. And so it's been a great experience. Our last album, it was just Chanel and myself. And it was one of my favorite albums. Some of the songs on that album were just so meaningful. And it was just a great experience. I think being that mature and being able to kind of take the lead on the record and put our all into it, it was quite a different experience for us.
Amen. That's an awesome testimony. So when did you discover that you had the ability to write? Because, you know, you say you roll over in the morning. Because that's a gift. So when did you discover you had the ability to write music?
I think I was in high school, and I remember having, I don't know how many tracks the machine had, but I remember having this machine, and then I had a friend who produced. I don't know how I found a high school friend who actually produced music, but he would make my tracks for me. I would record the song, record all the vocals, and then I would send it to him, and then he would make a beautiful track for me. And I felt like, oh my goodness, I got hits.
Wow.
You know, this is in high school, so it probably wasn't amazing. I wish I still had those tapes, but it was you know, it's how you start, you know. It was definitely something that I felt was my calling in life. I felt like I am supposed to do this. I never felt as drawn to anything else other than singing and writing. And, you know, now I have a passion for TV and, you know, different creative things. But I'd always known that this was what I was supposed to do.
Amen. Amen. So now let's talk about the new look. Now, yeah, okay. I vetted you now before we had this interview. I do that. So the new look, you cut your hair. What was going on?
You know, girls get bored sometimes. And I don't know. I like to have fun. I don't have a thing about hair.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is that it grows back. So I wanted to do something that felt fun and different. And, you know, sometimes when you make a life change, I've been in the group for about 18 years.
Yeah.
You need to do something that signifies I am in a different place now to myself. So every time I look in the mirror, there's this new angel who I feel will accomplish new things and have new experiences and just be a better, greater person. And, you know, for women, sometimes that has a lot to do with what you do with your hair.
Well, I love
the look.
It's
really that simple.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love the look. We're just used to seeing the long blonde, you know. So
I know.
Just used to it. That's all. That's all. That's all it is. So speaking of Loving Angel, let's talk about this CD project. What's going on with it? Who can we expect from it? Talk about some of the other tracks.
Well, you know, I one of the other tracks that I actually have released already is called Weak. And it talks about being in a relationship that you know isn't really working for you. You know that it's not building you up. It's not good for you. It's not positive. But still, being in that place where you don't have the strength to cut it off. You don't have the strength to walk away because you're still in love with that person. And that was, you know, everything is a part of my story, a part of my journey. And, you know, I've been through some of the ups and downs as it pertains to man-woman romantic relationships. And I just feel like in gospel, we don't talk about enough, like a large enough range of things, in my opinion. And so, as even as Trinity 5-7, we've always wanted to cover that. We've written and recorded multiple love songs, and it was always something important to us to just to be able to cover what happens when you fall out of love. Yes. You know what I mean? What happens when you fall in love with someone? Like, we never talk about those things. So there are 16-year-old girls and 25-year-old women who don't know how to operate because they're a Christian, and they don't know necessarily maybe what their limits are or what, you know, how they should respond to this and to that. And I think a lot of times when we're heartbroken, we feel that no one else can relate to our situation. You feel very alone. I know that I did. And, you know, a lot of times I felt like I don't have anybody to talk to who can relate to this and, you know, relate to my pain and my hurt. And so those are a lot of the songs that are about that and overcoming the pain and, you know, falling in love again and things of that nature, which is just something that was very important to me at the time. Now, the next batch of music that I write, I'm sure won't be about that because I'm not in that place anymore. Thank God.
Yes.
But yeah, that was on my heart at the time.
Amen. Amen. You hit the nail right on the head. I think Fred Hammond has done it. And I think Bishop T.D. Jakes has done something similar with love songs and things of that nature. Am I reading this correct? Is R. Kelly, did he help you on this project?
No, you know, no, I haven't worked with him since, well, Trinity recorded one of his songs, I think, You Saved Me,
okay,
2 albums ago, but we haven't actually worked with him since, I don't know, it's been many, many years, but we did record 2 songs with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, work on that brother. I mean, he will be a powerful instrument for the Lord if we could get him to, you know, to just to change directions. You know, he did it once, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Didn't he record a gospel song a while back or something like that? I know he's been working with Isaac Carey a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, y'all keep working on that brother. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's a total. I mean, he's an amazing writer and vocalist and producer. So it was definitely a joy for us to work with him, and the songs that he created with us, our audience loved. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely some anointing there. You know, everybody has a struggle. You know,
we all do.
Happens to be out in the open, and you know, I don't know him in that personal way, but you know, I definitely hope that God is working on him or has worked on him, because I don't know where he is at this point in his life, but
amen.
But yeah,
amen. Listen, we're just about out of time. I know you're busy, but I want to let you know that you have the full support of this gospel program. And
thank you.
I appreciate everything that you do, everything that you have done. If you ever need anything, just do not hesitate to let me know. And and by all means, tell everybody how they can find out more about you, your CD project, your website, your Twitter, your Facebook. How can they reach you?
Sure. You know, everything is pretty much Love Angel Taylor. That's my website, loveangeltaylor.com. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it's all the same. And I'm on all of those social media networks. And my music is on iTunes. I have a song called Weak, and I have a song called Still God. And my artist name is just Angel.
Amen. You know what? You just keep writing music. You just keep writing, and you just keep singing, and you just keep writing, and you just keep singing. Going to be with us, continue to be with us for a long time, because you have a fan base. You have a lot of supporters out here. You have a lot of love. And as soon as this runs its course, then of course we can expect the Trinity 5-7 reunion. So there's a lot. I mean, come on. I'm in the business. I know how it goes. So the future is very bright for you, for all of you all. So just keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The one and only Angel Taylor, thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you for having me.